Hey! What do you think you're doing? Let go of me! Put me down!
Let go of Dizzy! What are you doing to him? Why are you putting him in that big pot? Oh, no! Put me down! Let me go! Chief Belonga, what are you doing to us?
I said you would be our special guests for dinner tonight. You are our dinner.
But you promised to give us some Wookie Jookie.
I said you would be surrounded with Wookie Jookie. And you will be. Mugalina Wookie Jookie Bulapanga, Bulapanga. Put Wookie Jookie in the pot. Now you will taste delicious.
Doc, the water is getting warmer. What are we going to do?
Don't worry, Dizzy. I have a plan. Chief Belonga!
Yes? You wish to make a last request.
Belonga, if you don't let us go, I will release the mighty power of the great Snooki upon you and your tribe. And I will tell him to use his great magic to destroy you.
I don't believe you. Mugalabulagaya, put more wood on the fire.
Hurry up, Doc. The water's starting to get real hot.
You don't believe me, Bwanga. I'll show you the power of Snooki. Mighty Snooki, make that stick rise from the ground. Now make the stick fall to the ground and lift that pail of water. Now, move that pail over to Chief Bwanga and pour the water on his head.
Mighty Snooki, big power, big magic, Chief Bwanga all wet. Let them go. Take them out of pot. Please, all of the mighty Snooki. I promise, we'll never put people in pots ever again. Then you can have all the Wookie Jookie you want.
Phew. Boy, Doc, that was close. Let's take this Wookie Jookie stuff and get out of here.
Wait 1 minute. Chief Bwanga and his tribe are all crying. Chief Bwanga, what's wrong?
I invite my tribe to big feast, and now we have nothing to eat. My people are very hungry, very sad.
Hey, Chief, I got a whole suitcase full of food that you can have. Look, I got Kugel.
Kugel.
And I got Kishka.
Kishka. Smell good.
And best of all, I got lots of chont.
Everybody, come. Let's get back into the Kvitzas Aderech machine. Come on, Dizzy. You get in first. Now you, Snooki. Please get in. Snooki!
Yes, Dr. Meadows.
Snooki, I can see you. The Wookie Jookie worked. Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, Dr. Meadows. I took a bite when we got into the jungle. This stuff is really delicious. It's even better than popcorn. Dr. Meadows?
Yes, Snooki? What is it?
I just wanted to thank you and Dizzy for coming along on this dangerous trip to help me. I was really nervous about being invisible at my own bar mitzvah.
It is we who should thank you, Snooki. You really got us out of hot water.
Yes, Snooky. You saved me twice today. Thank you.
You know, I'm so proud of both of you. It's a very good meter to say thank you. To show a glass of tea when somebody helps you. But now, let's get back to Borough Park. We have work to do. And I'm also working on a brand new machine that's really amazing.
I'm so worried. I haven't heard from Dr. Meadows in so long. I sure hope everything's all right over there. Oh, there's someone at the door. Who is it?
It's the police. I'm the officer who was here the other day. Is everything all right?
Why don't you open the door, Slumpy?
Dr. Meadows, Dizzy, Snooky, you're back.
Hello? Is everything all right in there?
Hello, officer. Come in. How are you today?
I'm fine, Dr. Meadows. I just came by to bring you that license you need and to see if everything's all right with you and that marvelous machine.
Thank you, officer. Everything's just fine.
Well, that's great. I've got to get back to my patrol car. The police force is still looking for those 17 monkeys that escaped from the zoo. But remember what I said. If anyone gives you any trouble, you just let me know about it, and I'll take care of it. So long.
Goodbye, officer.
Goodbye.
Thank you. You know, Doc, that policeman would never believe what happened to us today.
You're right, Dizzy. I'm not so sure I believe it myself.
Dr. Meadows, I'm very tired from all this excitement. I'm going to go lie down and rest a little bit, okay?
Of course, Snooky. It's a good idea. Have a nice nap.
Where's that big comfortable green chair Dr. Meadows always keeps in this room? Maybe he decided to move it down to the basement. Yeah, there it is. But how come Dr. Meadows put it inside a big plastic bubble? And what are all these buttons and dials attached to the chair? Oh, I'm so tired. I'll sit down in the chair. Hey, I'll bet when you turn this big red key, it makes the chair tilt back just like a bed. Let me try it. Whoa! What's going on? What's happening? Where am I going?
Hey, Doc. You said you were working on a new invention. What is it?
Dizzy, you wouldn't believe it, but I've finally perfected my greatest invention.
What is it, Doc? Tell me.
You remember that soft old green chair that used to be in this room?
Sure I remember, Doc. What did you do with it?
Dizzy, I made it into a machine that can travel back into the past or ahead into the future. I've built a time machine! An absolutely amazing time machine!
We know the way we act and how we think and